down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
Explain what a podcast is again for me.
Walk me through this. What's this, TSL?
It's about crimes.
A bunch of alcoholics.
It's a true crime. It's the crimes Taylor committed. She's confessing them on the air.
Yeah, I really want to be clear that if you are going to confess any of your crimes, I am recording.
Yes.
So don't do it. And with that, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Week 7 edition of the TSL podcast as we lead into a very sad final week of the season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the last week of the season.
Yeah.
It always goes by too fucking quick, you know?
Yeah, it feels like we just started, but, I mean, the weather is kind of suggesting it's been going on for a little while now.
Right, exactly. After 5 weeks of scorching heat, now we've got all, like, confusing wind and
cold. It's going to snow next week. That'll be great.
Yep. Is that real?
No, but
I wouldn't be surprised. I was completely like, shit, I never checked. Talk about it. It's amazing. Welcome again to the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joe Kay. I am joined by a litany of people who've done a podcast. You've definitely done a podcast before. When was the last time you did a podcast?
I think when Lenny was.
I was just thinking, I think it was a Lenny situation,
it was
right?
It was a Lenny podcast.
All right. Well, the only voice that you're not going to be used to hearing for the last, I don't know, 3 years will be that of Taylor Pagano. She is the one who was going to be confessing to crimes, but will no longer be doing so.
Not today.
Jeff Kroll is joining me as always. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Joe.
I know you're busy texting or whatever you're doing there.
Yep.
But it's league business, so
it is league business. Shit, so it's when we get an answer, I'll just jump in on that.
I love it. Emily's not with us today because, well, honestly, she missed all of football last week, so it wasn't going to be much help anyway. Becca's here. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great.
Why are you not as Becca E today?
I am Becca E.
You're not loud. You're not animated. You're
it's not Breakfast
like,
Club.
It's like tired, Becca. It's like might still be hungover from Deke Day, Becca.
No,
aren't we all?
Yeah.
Deke's probably still hungover.
It is.
Definitely.
That is the other gentleman. He had his own day on Saturday, and what a day it was.
What a day it was. I'm old now, so.
Anthony is here. Sorry. Deke is here as well. It's real easy. Nobody new here. Nobody really talk about like how you got into the football league. We know all that shit already, so we can skip right over that. Football is interesting. Does anybody have any fun stories? Y'all just drop the ball on it. I love it. I love asking you weird shit.
What a shit question.
Like, nobody's prepared for
fun stories.
No, no one was prepared for that. Really? Not even like somebody brought pizza and cake and
then we
left it on the field?
Hell yeah. I definitely brought pizza and cake in. I totally forgot about it.
It's true. What was the pizza and cake for? Here, see, this is how radio
Deke's
works.
Deke's birthday.
Yes, it
and
was.
And for the best Breakfast Club team ever.
Folks.
Yeah, you guys are pretty fucking good. It's annoying. That's true, because we do have Breakfast Club. We are Breakfast Club's first round of playoffs are next week.
Yes.
So the top two teams get a bye. That is your team, Amber Alert, my team, Steph Infection. Then the other ones get to battle it out to play us in the first week of the playoffs, and championship will be on the 22nd, right?
Correct.
Oh, it is the 22nd?
Yep.
Yeah, it has to be. That's the only way it's going to really work.
Damn.
Lots of right? Lots
the 17th ahead. Game of the day.
Well, that's on him, honestly. Like, dude plays well. You did. You played 5 games. Well, we're gonna get into it. Taylor, usually I'm gonna make you read the scores. So read me the 9 o'clock scores. Let's just touch about Breakfast Club now.
All right, 9 o'clock scores. Amber Alert 50. Messy Jesse's 22.
Mm-hmm.
Deaf Infection 37. Genocide 26. Special K is 39. BDSM 6.
All right, cool. I'll start real quick. Staff Infection, we won against Genocide. I think if we would have lost the game to them, we might have actually not gotten the bye, which would have been really sad because I want to buy. Everybody wants the bye, right? I do wish that we could play the other team so we can like have a game.
Cause, yeah. Like, it's no one can stop you from scrimmaging. I'll set up the field for you if you want.
I mean, technically, you could stop me. Or,
I
or no, never mind. I'm going to save that for my winner of the week. But
there you go.
Yeah, so just a nice game. We were missing Newman, which we were like, oh, this is going to be really shitty. And I thought I was going to have to throw, which would have been even worse. But Buddy Lee threw, and it was brutal for, like, the first two drives because he couldn't find a ball that he could hold on to. But once he figured it out, he was actually surprisingly good. I was surprised at how well he managed. He can't call a play worth a lick, but that's hard. I can't do it either. Like, it's the hardest part. Like, but Like, Ben Stack was calling some plays. I believe. Well, Andrew didn't because Andrew fucking skipped the game for no reason other than he wanted waffles.
He's a garbage.
He is the worst.
Yep.
But
save that for loser of the week.
He texted. He texted. He goes, oh, I'm enjoying these waffles and tea while you're playing or something stupid. Fuck him. But that was fun. Either way, it was just a nice, fun, easy win. Special Case 39, BDSM 6. Becca, damn, the former worst team in the league. 2-0 with number one overall pick Jeremy Strait, though, just beats the shit out of you. What happened? Maybe that's why you lost your smile. Shawn Michaels.
You know I got it.
Actually, we were playing with four people.
What?
For 15 minutes or
Jeff
10
Cole's
minutes.
Doing nothing.
But wait a second. You were one of the people that was late.
Right? I was one of the people that was late.
Because you made it sound heroic for a second.
Yeah, no,
like,
no,
well,
no,
you're
no,
playing shorthanded.
It wasn't
There's
me.
No heroism
my team
on your
let
part.
Me down. So I'm pretty sure they got a pick right off the beginning, and they got a girl touchdown before I even showed up, if I'm correct.
So that's 8 of the 33 points
yeah,
you
yeah,
lost
yeah.
by.
And then we eventually Ashley showed up, and then I showed up right after, and we played 6-6. They might have actually played down one player for us. So I don't want to sound that, you know, that bad. But
I don't think any of the games started till like 9-10.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that. No, ours started a little bit early. You guys started right before we did.
We did? Oh, our first.
Oh no, I'm sorry. No, yours was fucking terrible. But that's other potential loser of the week, Mark Miscaglia, who showed up late. Referee Mark showed up late, and that's the only reason we couldn't do anything. Another time, Jeff Kroll could have stepped in and helped, but proceeded to not.
Oh, no, let me tell you, Jeff Kroll was very busy at the start of breakfast.
Don't
club.
Ruin.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
I
ruin my
ruins.
Winner of the week.
All right.
Don't ruin.
Let me finish talking.
Yeah.
So
she wasn't done, Jeff.
I wasn't
Who
done.
Knew?
Kyle wasn't there. Okay. Ben called off right away. Robbie overslept. So we were missing like really big assets of our team. They should be there the rest of the weeks, though.
I would hope so. There's only potentially one left. So.
Oh, we're making it to finals.
I guess we'll
they're awesome. Mm-hmm. Like,
there she is. Becca's
there. They're pretty cool. Like, you know, a lot better than last season.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, they're all pretty awesome last season, too. But, like, this time, everyone that I had in my Breakfast Club team, all of the Breakfast Club teams are winning. I guess, like, we just couldn't be put together.
Yeah, you're just terrible together.
Yeah, together we were bad. But apart, we're all doing
apart,
awesome.
You're fantastic. Together,
yeah.
Just, it's, like,
but
a very toxic relationship.
It was a good game, though. They.
I know those.
We all know you know those.
I think Kayla had, like, every single person on our team show up, too.
Yeah, but that, in her defense, is, like, the first time that's happened.
Yeah,
before, so.
No, it was. So you could actually see, like, what her team was made out of because everyone showed up.
Speaking of teams that don't have anybody show up for them, the Messy Jessies finished their Breakfast Club season 0-6.
Oh,
just
no. Didn't realize that.
To a litany. But a lot, I mean, every week it was the same story. Like, people just didn't show up on time or they didn't show up at all.
I thought they looked good on paper going into the season.
So did I.
Yeah.
And then it just went very, very poorly. So Amber Alert 50, Messy Jesse 22. I only saw one play of this game, and it was you picking off Jeff in the middle of the game.
That was amazing. I was like, let me play middle real quick.
That's not true. There were two plays I saw. I saw you do that, and then the other time you caught like a quick one and looked at him and just you went, ah, and he goes, that is bullshit, because if I do that on defense, I get a play. If you do it on offense, it's just A-okay.
Yeah. And that's not a rule.
I know, it's not. It was fine. So tell me about it, because it seemed like just domination.
We started off bad the first drive.
Baker was late, so we were...
Yeah, we needed
Iron Manning. We were playing with three girls on D most of the time for, like, the first half, but...
Then it just
after
clicked.
That, yeah.
We were like, let's go.
Another day, another 50 burger. What are you going to do? It's crazy.
Well, you were rushing fucking Carlton for, what, most of the game?
That's true. He's, like, what, 7-1? So it's hard to get the ball over him.
Apparently his foot was sore, so Jeff... dedicated him to rushing.
But it kind of worked because he's hard to see over by a mile. So, whatever. I mean, there's not really much else to talk about here. You guys had an excellent roster going into things and finished
see
up
in the championship.
Well, we'll see. I'm not going to say that. We could easily blow it, but I don't know if you can. That's about it for Breakfast Club. So, why don't we move on to 10 o'clock games? That's you, Taylor.
Do you want me to read them all at once or one at a time?
Just all of the 10 o'clock games at once.
Okay, just let me. Okay. Legends 36, Tight Ends in Motion 30, Frodo Swaggins 51, No Punt Intended 12, Scott Senior Starting 34, Bullet Club 25, Vaspian 27, Spinelli's Plumbing 18.
All right, let's just touch on the game that I don't think we know much about. Vaspian 27, Spinelli's Plumbing 18, really surprising result. Spinelli scores points at will, right?
So yeah, I always just assume when you see a result like this that
like
it's
they're
like
missing everybody,
half a team is missing,
or somebody died on the field, like,
or maybe
crazy.
Vaspian's been missing people the entire season and now they're all here. There's something going on here because I would have guessed that this would be like Spinelli's 54, Vaspian 18, or something.
Right, exactly. So that's pretty cool. I don't know what happened there, but hey, no. maybe this whole time Spinelli's is just a warm weather team, and Vaspian is a cold weather team. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's whatever. And then Frodo Swaggins gets their little revenge, 51-12 against No Punt Intended, but No Punt Intended had, I think, nobody.
Yeah, so I think that the two times these teams have faced off, like each team has been like missing somebody or multiple people that were like crucial to it.
Right.
So we haven't seen like the full matchup of these two great D2 teams yet.
It's kind
of
great. That means
it is great. We're
going to
see
final,
it in
right?
the finals of D2, I guess.
Well, hopefully. We can't assume that'll happen because once the playoffs kick off, weird shit happens all the time. Let's go. Legends 36, tight ends in motion 30. Taylor, tell me all about your game. And there were even fireworks after it. Everybody started screaming at each other. And Heather's going
to beat didn't wait till after the game.
The screaming started right in the beginning. It was.
Do tell.
It was just crazy. I was like, there's a lot of testosterone going on. Sean started screaming. Ben started screaming. I think. Was Ben even there? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think Ben's involved in this
kidding,
game.
Just kidding. I can't remember. Ben was on the sidelines.
Fuck Ben.
Ben
he's just doing nothing.
He's existing.
He was playing for No Punt Intended as a sub, actually,
down.
At the time.
But we ended up winning. I had almost five picks, but I didn't end up with a single one. But I was close.
Just five short of hitting five.
I was very
well,
close.
I think three almost count as one in the stats, so you're good now.
So, but we ended up pulling it out. It was a good game. I'm trying to think of who they were missing, if they were missing anybody.
Did you watch it? I know you know. I know you have to have like mental notes, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I think they had
chippy.
Most of their guys there.
Very chippy.
I think they had all their girls too, right?
Yeah, it just seemed
they
like.
Robin.
Yeah, they had Katie, Robin, and Emma there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I played some
so tight ends actually went up by a bunch in the beginning, right? I think they were winning like 20-7.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard this.
On the strength of like a few Bongiovanni like deep ball touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, the first two plays.
It looked like tight ends was going to murder you guys early in that game.
Oh, Joey's first drive, I'm pretty sure he threw a pick. Wasn't it like the first throw of the game?
Aren't you legally obligated
and I was like,
to not say that on the podcast?
Okay, Joey. I think he did. And I was like, oh, no, it's not how we want to start this game.
So basically it got incredibly chippy. And from what we've learned the last 2 weeks is that nothing is, like, for certain D1 at all. Not that it ever was, but neither team is going to, like, run away with it. And we got a little bit of a fun little rivalry. D1's always better when the top two teams just fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
Like, it just is. It's always more interesting and loud, and it makes the playoffs a little bit exciting.
It was fun to see Brogan animated, too, because he's, like, the chillest, like, guy in the world. Really just the nicest guy in the league. Yeah,
now
and it's not like he was like screaming and cursing at people, but he was getting animated too, so that's fun to see.
I love it. That's awesome. I love rivalries. It's great. Scott Senior starting 34, Bullet Club 25. Deke, you're here, so you can talk about it. Go ahead.
I mean, you were there too, right?
Yeah, I know, but like I'll do what I'm talking about this show, don't you worry.
Yeah. I mean, they just outplayed us. Our defense wasn't great.
No.
We're usually better than that.
Oh, you don't want to talk about how you got mossed by, I think it was the youngest of the Kellers, on a 6-0.
I made a beautiful play on the ball. And if I made,
want to talk about
if I made any better of a play, I would have taken him out and got called for a flag.
So we got a setup here. we definitely played really well. We played, I think on the day, because we had two games, we said we played three really, really good halves of football.
Yeah.
In the first half, kind of did whatever we wanted, scored, I think, did we score all of our points in the first half?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So that happened. Like I said, there was a 6-0 half of the field bomb that should have never been caught, but Deke was too slow because his tiny party hat was slowing him down. But just little things like that, and we went into the break. We were up 9, and we had the ball, and the tide shifted when, basically Jeff threw a ball to Pete over the middle because Pete was looking pretty good yesterday or Saturday, and he just kind of like got wiped out. Just wasn't standing upright anymore. Probably should have been pass interference. So either way, Jeff threw the ball already. So where the ball was supposed to go, where Pete was and no longer was because he was horizontal on the ground, right to one of the people on Scott Senior starting. So, and then everybody just kind of stopped because they were like, oh, here comes the flag, whatever. And then nothing happened. So they kind of like ran a little bit, whatever. And B, and I'll tell you this, B was reffing the Frodo blowout next to me. And he just kind of looked over and goes, they're really not going to throw interference on that? And I go, cool, B, thanks. Thanks for being here.
Who are the refs, Joe? Throw them under the bus.
It was Drew and Jenna.
Oh, so, terrible.
Yeah, so, it wasn't great. But
so it was brutal. It probably should have been interference. But anyway, that changed the tide of the game because then they scored right away. And
We got picked off on the last drive.
Yeah,
too,
we got picked up on the last drive. So it's kind of a bummer, but it was a fun game. We had a blast. Like playing the Kellers was just like awesome, you know. So we had a lot of fun. And honestly, I mean, they had a better quarterback this time around because they had Dylan sub for Scotty. So they won't even be as good next time we play him. But
and I locked up Katie Keller. So
like, yeah, no, you did. Except for like the three other times. No, I'm just kidding. It was cool. No, Deke definitely did some of that, though. He's not even kidding. I'm not just giving him birthday props. But it was a great game, and it was a lot of fun, and that's pretty much been the theme of the whole year. So fun times. Let's move on to 11 o'clock for even more fun times.
All right. Bullet Club, 39. Can't Touch This, 26. Practice Squad, 37. 716, 28. Come From Behind, 26. Woodpeckers, 14. Blitzkrieg, 42. And Superior Mosier Squad. Nine.
Well, let's just get ours out of the way then. I think it was 24-0 within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, we picked off like their first pass of the game.
We actually used the Randy Moss meme for Pete where he was like 3 for 163 and 3 touchdowns. That was basically what Pete was, except he pitched it to a girl a couple times. I think we scored on the first play of the game. Just Pete ran past everybody, caught it, pitched. Did he pitch to a girl?
No, he stopped at the one and we scored
the
next play.
Zach got a pick on the, it might have been their first play, Zach picked off, and that was when he pitched to Steph, but she doesn't understand that a pitch can't go forward. So we had to take another play to score. We did that, and then we stopped them, and then we went and scored again, and like I said, 5 minutes around the game. And
we put it on cruise control the rest of the game.
We were cruising around.
It's funny, when I was entering the scores into the website, I only saw like the first 10 minutes of this game, and I just assumed it would be like 50-0 based on what I saw. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know, you take your foot off the gas when you got a big lead, but.
Well, part of it is also like, Deke, John, and Pete all had two more games, so we don't want to be gassed for that.
Sure.
So like we were having fun and whatever, and like I said, Cantos is great. Like they were having fun. They weren't like negative or anything like that. And then like
I know they were missing a couple people also.
Yeah, the last part of the game, I think they're missing all their females except for one of their regulars. But like and then like the last drive of the game. they had said that there was one guy on their team that hasn't scored in like 15 months or something. So we kind of just like. Let him do it.
He's not listening to this podcast. They really did their best to defend it, man.
But I think he knows it happened. So like he ran like because I had told him that I'd be in on the bit the whole time, and I told everybody like, hey, whatever. Never told Pete for the record, and I was like, Pete won't really like give a shit, right? No, Pete gave a shit. So they came like they ran a little slot across him, and he caught it, and Pete comes running in, and he dives. Like, just, like, he's trying to tackle him. It was amazing. And he just, like, got him with one hand. And I was like, oh, that was a really good setup. And then, like, I do, like, some bullshit tag, and the guy runs the score. It's cool. Yeah. So I go to Pete. I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize you knew we were doing that. And he goes, doing what? Huh. So Pete looked like he animatedly tried to tackle him, just missed completely. Yeah. It just didn't work out. And I was like, he was like, that was real. I had no idea. Like, I was going to let him do that. Like, oh, well, you made it look beautiful. So we had a little bit of fun at the end, and that's about it. Blitzkrieg 42, Superior Mosier Squad 9. Not really much to write home about there. Come From Behind beat the Woodpeckers, kind of like how they should. So the Woodpeckers might have just had one really good week, but I thought they had their whole team again. Because like I know that was kind of like part of the question of last week was, against Sammy Doe, do we have who are all these guys, blah, 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 but they're on the roster, et cetera, et cetera. So rough for Woodpeckers. And then Practice Squad 37, 716, 28, B came up and said, oh, today I figured it out. Like B had said last week on this podcast that he has been struggling with basically catching up to the D3 defenses. And he said today was the day that he kind of like I said, figured out a little bit. So either that means 716's defense is really poor or Practice Squad's growing. But either way, it's good to see them get a win. Did anybody see any of these other games or just me just talking about it all the time?
It's you talking because no one else saw any of these games.
It's fine.
it happens.
It'll keep us moving.
Right. That just means we move on to noon, right?
Yes. All right. Sticky Bandits, 36. Eyes Downtown, 24. Get Swifty, 46. Can't Touch This, 8. Damn. Buffalo Vice, 50. Tox, 8. Passing While Intoxicated, 24. TMA, 14. Woodpeckers, 45. Today's Feast, 8.
All right. Woodpeckers, 45. Today's Feast, 8. That's more apt of the team that showed up, so there's that. But enough about me. Sticky Man, it's 36. Eyes Downtown, 24. Pretty big matchup for you guys. I mean, it hasn't been like the best sticky season in a while, right?
I mean, it's been, look, we were 3-3 coming into the week. Mm-hmm. We'd lost to the top three teams in the standings. We'd beaten two of the second half of the standings teams, I'll call them.
Right.
We beat the replacements in a crossover game. So we hadn't had like a win against the top team yet. We actually played Eyes Downtown a couple weeks ago and they beat us by like 30. Mm-hmm. So not a good showing against them a couple weeks ago. But this time it was a much better game. Mike Thomas was just locked in. He was fantastic. All our receivers looked really good. Drew had just an absolutely insane touchdown for us.
Was it the one-handed catch?
It was the one where Andy, I don't know how to say his last name. It's like Smigera. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about?
Smegma.
But I don't know how to say it. Andy Smegma. Sorry, Andy. He was just absolutely blanketing Drew. Drew had no separation, and it was just an incredible play by Drew to like rip this out of nowhere and score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Just a good back-and-forth game, though. We won by 12 in the end. I think Andrew had like a pick just to ice it at the very end, but most of the game was just back and forth who's going to win.
Fuck
so, Andrew. Great game.
Mama Margo came back.
Hostility is real. God damn.
No, it's not. It's just a bit. I love that dummy. Let's see here. What else is there? Again, did anybody see or ref any of this, or am I whipping through it?
I did not.
I was at the bar.
None of you hurt my feelings. I really don't care. Passing while intoxicated 24, TMA 14. TMA's now lost their last two games. A little rocky there. Colorado Mike comes to the bar and announces that D5 has a new rivalry that everybody's got to worry about. And it's like, if you look at all the stats, you're just like, no, that's not a thing, right? But
who is Colorado Mike?
You don't know Colorado Mike.
Every time Mike. He goes to the bar, he's wearing his PWI shirt and his Crocs. You should know exactly who he is.
I'll show you a picture.
It's like Norm on Cheers. He walks up to
It's Mike Schiff. It's Mike Schiff.
Okay, I'm just checking. No, I didn't know him by Colorado Mike. My bad. It's like, cover the flats, dude.
I love that. Colorado flats. But... that's funny. Anyway, so he declared that it's like a rivalry and all this jazz, which good on him. I mean, you got to be confident, but his team does semi-have TMA's number. I mean, they always play him tough. They beat him this season. They beat him in the playoffs last season. And there's a decent chance they'll meet each other this year in the playoffs. So.
Some of the stuff's just confidence, too. So if you're going up against a top-seeded team, a lot of times people get intimidated by that. But PWI having beaten TMA twice now, I'm sure they don't feel any of that, right?
Correct.
They just feel like they should beat them.
Exactly. Speaking of feeling like teams you should beat, Tots lost again to Buffalo Boys.
That's a transition right there.
Yeah, whatever. I think this is like my 150th episode of this fucking thing, so let's roll with it. 50-8, there isn't much to say here. There really isn't. Same thing with Get Swifty and Can't Touches. I don't know what happened to Can't Touches that they got beat that bad by Swifty, but 46-8 for them, 50-8 for Buffalo Vice. Noon was a shit show.
I don't know who was quarterbacking for Tox. I know Adrian was out this week, so they must have had a sub.
Oh, that's bad then, too, because Tommy wasn't here either, so I don't know who their sub was. But either way, it's just not what they wanted it to be, that's for sure. Yep, I said 1 o'clock. You got this, girl.
All right. Gray hair don't care, 33. Scared hitless, 33. Buffalo Vice retro, 37. The Untouchables, 36. Let's get wrecked, 35. Today's Feast, 22. 716, 27. Get Swifty, 16. Buffalo Vice, 47. Travis Henry's Kids, 20.
All right, so, well, let's get away. So Get Swifty gets a big win, and then they play 716, who had already lost, and then they end up both going one-on-one of the day. Good for them. Also, what was it? I believe Dante from 716 wants to come on the podcast. I'm saying that because I'm saying this so he remembers to remind me that he wants to come on the podcast. So now he's heard it, or at least somebody on his team has. So there goes that. Buffalo Vice Retro, the big win over the Untouchables. 1 point. I don't know what happened here, but...
I think Travis quarterbacked for Buffalo Vice Retro, right?
Oh, well, that would make
pretty
it
sure.
a thing, yeah. So that helps, I guess. Travis
sure,
isn't a bad
hurt.
Quarterback. But so good for Vice to get the big win over Burr and company. Gray hair, don't care, and scared hitless just tie each other because, of course, they did. Like, that's just the best way to explain it to both of them this year. But let's get wrecked 35, today's Feast 22. Becca, tell me about your game.
I thought it was good competition, and there was a couple picks by each team, which was awesome. Just kept going back and forth, kind of.
Did you get one of them?
No.
Oh, what the fuck?
Did you make any plays?
Anything?
Well, we were Iron Man in it, so I did play offense.
Who Iron Man? Who played everything? Who were the people playing for you?
There was Saxon, Denver, Alex, Talia, me, and Kayla.
So you Iron Manned it with three women at the same time?
Yeah.
Hot. And then, I didn't even mean it that way. Then it worked out that way. So you played 3-3 and still won 35-20.
Yeah, and they have like a whole other team. Like every single time they went off the field, I was like, oh, is the game over? But they were like switching. Like they have an offense and a defense, a whole set.
That's too much.
Which is insane.
You know, you'll see that.
Like,
Jeff, you've had to have seen, you've had to have been that before, where like you actually have teams that'll have like six people who are just playing defense and six that'll just play defense and that type of shit.
I'm never subbing out.
And nobody's going to tell you differently.
It was a great game, and I do have to brag about myself.
Do it.
I got like four catches with one hand because I didn't use my left hand at all.
Seriously?
Yeah, because it's broke.
Are you just better one-handed?
I don't know. When I caught it, everyone was like, holy shit, like you just caught that.
Becca's out there doing Odell
and I'm like,
shit.
I didn't know I could do that, guys.
Becca has both hands out making a diamond, drops it to the earth, but can't use one arm. But one arm, Becca, just amazing.
But Talia was really awesome, too. She got a lot of plays in, and she ran up the field. So she was the winner of that team.
Yeah, the other thing I would say, I was just watching a little bit from the sideline, is not so sticky warmed up, but every time I looked over, Denver was actually making some incredible play. Like, he had some beautiful passes on offense, but just defensively, and I guess I've never watched him play.
I think he got a pick.
He had the game-sealing pick at the end, I guess, right? Yeah.
We need Denver to be on the show.
I think Denver would be great at this. He's a great personality,
awesome?
Too. He's awesome,
His name's fucking Denver.
His name is fucking Denver. We'll get Denver on here sometime.
All right, Denver, if you're listening, let's go. Let's do it. Personal invite to the fucking show. He better be great. If not, we're not doing the league ever. Just kidding. Anyway, Buffalo Vikes 47, Travis Henry's kids 20. Yo, D.
Yikes.
That game was rough. I roughed it. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, so before the game, the main thing I said was, hey, they got that one girl, the short girl. I don't know her name.
Oh, the short girl with a name. Okay,
yeah, you
that
know
helps.
She is.
The girl that's fast as fuck?
She's mad good.
Yeah, she's good.
It's Kayla Mason.
Yeah, it is. There's her name. I was like, hey, maybe we should cover her, and then no one did that. So
she's my favorite little human, and I think... How many times did she score? All of them?
1,300? I don't know. Oh. But this was another situation where me, Pete, and John all had three games already, and we couldn't come off the field for these next two games. We were just gassed. We had no legs, so it is what it is.
I still think you guys will make playoffs, though, right? I think you're...
There's one team that if they win one game, they're in, but if they don't, we're in. I don't know who they are. Cobblestone?
That can't be real.
That's what John said.
Check it out.
Yeah, but John doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know
John's
a Ravens fan.
I think I just
fan.
Looked at this yesterday.
I think you said if Cobblestone wins, we're out. But
what up, John
wins,
Langley? How was your trip? Anyway. he's definitely pissed about it.
Yeah,
could you imagine in the first half he's always doing the first down? You know he's doing it.
He's just in the crowd.
He's doing
like this.
That first down all the time. John Langley is the king of TSL. He catches the pass and then does the first down sign. Like, we get a fucking down back. It's amazing.
He's always going
He also points to the crowd that doesn't exist. My fucking favorite thing. We might have already made fun of him for that on the podcast, but I don't care. It's funny when
people... It's a weekly occurrence.
Because it happens all the time.
He didn't yell at me, and I yelled at him once while reffing.
Well, he's scared of you. Like,
he was screaming at our team the whole game, so...
Yeah.
Well, that just means he was mad at himself.
Yeah.
Right?
He was
a lot.
Was it him? What is it with the team?
Is that all of our doubleheaders are after Bullet Club doubleheaders, so we just always have to play the back end of four or five games.
Well, don't look at me. Jeff Kroll does the scheduling.
You know what?
You guys over.
I blame Langley. I don't care.
Oh, we're all just universally blaming John, then I'm super in on that, too. So, yeah, Kayla Mason, 47. Everybody else, 20.
Pete, 20.
She had a nice 20.
I don't remember who scored.
Touchdown. I don't know what that was.
Yo, you paused there, and all I heard you go was, she had a nice ass.
I mean, it's nice ass, too, but nice ass catch in the end zone. I was like, shit.
Yeah, she's my favorite, like I said. Shout out to Caitlin. Let's just move on to 2 o'clock.
All right, 2 o'clock. Past our prime, 21. The replacements did not play, so that was a forfeit. Free Ballers, 34. Dilfs, 32.
Ooh.
Mm. Not So Sticky, 27. Punt Cakes, 26. Puckett All-Stars, 48. Travis Henry's Kids, 19. Zach Attack, 39. Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, 8.
So you guys over here at this table lost these two games by a combined, what, is that 72 to 27 or something? No, 87 to 27. Oh, my God.
That's not good.
So why are you guys so bad at football? When are you retiring?
Joe, asking the hard questions.
Well, I only have 2 weeks left till retirement, so we're getting there.
Well, we'll get there. Save your final thoughts, bro. I know I want to be on this show.
I'll just say real quick, again, we were just gassed.
Yeah, I mean, no, you should be.
Me and Pete had no breaks at all. We had no legs. And we had no rush, so the quarterback was running around for like 45 seconds.
Why didn't you have a rush?
We just couldn't get there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we just can't cover for that long.
How do you fix the team?
go back down a division.
Nah.
Earlier games? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe games before our other games. That would be great. But
probably won't happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can almost guarantee it.
No,
you know, put them at 2 and 3 the rest of the lifetime. It's fine.
Lifetime. Even though you'll be gone, just like make sure they play at 3.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Just fuck John over as much as possible.
It's fantastic. But do you need like what? Are your girls?
We need family. We only have 2 girls every week.
I was gonna say. I thought that was a thing.
We just need girls. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
What? Let's go.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Start.
Feel free to chip in there. I'm not gonna.
Taylor, you have something to say. What is it?
Well, I had to throw a flag in one game because they were running across the line before the play started. Yeah, they're just not great. I'm sorry, girls.
It's okay.
Got to be a little better.
It happens.
There's enough women in this league that you can probably pick one up somewhere, right?
Yeah.
As long as they refereed four games, you'll be okay. Oh, wait, that's nobody. Okay. So, all right. What else did we have here? Well, we had Pastor Friendwind get their forfeit win. The replacements forfeit really late, actually. I remember that. It was like that the morning of, right?
I think it was like 7:30 at night the day before.
Right, but Topper didn't tell us until 8:30 or some shit. But whatever, it's just Hogan. Who cares? Hogan gets a win. That's a big deal. I don't think he was going to get another one the rest of the season.
You know, it's sad because I talked to Hogan. I called him as soon as they forfeited. This was the past our prime. Like, this was going
to
be their get it right game.
You know,
where everything
goes
right. The offense just goes smoothly. You get your confidence back up before playoffs, and they were denied a game.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Bummer for Hogan.
All right, then. Zach Attack 39, Ilf 8. Becca, another just getting your shit kicked in. What happened?
It was not a good day for me, okay?
Do not come on this podcast if your team just lost a game.
I just don't think we were really, like, together. I thought we were kind of...
Starts with management. So
yeah.
Whoever runs the team is obviously a scumbag.
Obviously
trash.
Oh,
okay, it's Andrew then. Andrew's fault. It was really our defense. We needed to be a lot tighter. We needed to be a little bit more aggressive on defense. We kind of just let people catch it, and then we tag them. We need to get in front of it. But Alex Baker did get a pick, I'm pretty sure, during that game.
Well, that helped.
And, yeah, it helped. You know, there is something there. But, I mean, Zach Attack just blew us. Just blew us out of the water.
Blew you out.
He just blew us out. Sorry, let me rephrase that.
I'm glad we never edit this thing.
On what planet would I edit that out anyway?
I think that we could beat him, though,
Zach
if we come
Attack
back and we have...
blows
I don't know. I think we could come back and get it. We were just kind of lagging in some areas. I think a lot of people were tired. Jason did really well on a couple deep balls. Joe Miano's out for
like
the rest
out,
of the
out?
Season.
Why?
Yep. I think he did
his
something to his
thing,
shoulder.
Right?
He blew it or
he blew
it's
it.
Bad.
Blowing
things. So we've been kind of back and forth on quarterbacks. And, I mean, we had B, who was amazing, but... We were just trying to get in the hang of our new offense.
Who's the quarterback for the playoffs, then?
It's either going to be Andrew or it could be Brett. He quarterback one of the games that we lost. But maybe B. I really don't know.
Don't bet on Elf, guys. That's basically what it is. So that sucks. I'm sorry that you got beat up pretty bad, both of you. The Freeballers didn't get beat up. They came out and took on the Dills, and they won 34-32. I don't think anybody here saw that game, though.
No, I wish it kind of would have.
Didn't see it. I know that Freeballers was missing people beforehand, and they were trying to get subs like right up until game time. So I know they didn't win with the full roster.
Well, it's not like they got like advantageous subs or anything because they're playing Travis. So it's not going to be like, you know what?
Any
go
subs.
Ahead. You yeah, need exactly. tight ends in motion? Bring them on.
Yeah,
but,
right.
So. Whatever, still big win for them because I wasn't sure if they could hang, and here they are. Well, I'm not sure. Do you think anybody can hang
with the top two teams?
Right.
No,
it's a wrap, right?
It's not impossible that somebody like upsets one of them in the first round or something,
right?
Right? But in to do it twice, no, one of those two teams, no pun intended, or Frodo is going to win the division.
Who upsets? Who doesn't? Which one of them doesn't make the finals?
I'll say if I've got to pick one of the two. No pun intended.
So it's got to be MPI.
So who does Frodo play?
It'd be Freeballers, right?
I don't think it would.
Who do you think it'd be?
It could be
Untouchables. Bills
could still do it, but I think it could be an
Untouchables would be interesting. So Untouchables have forfeited some games this year.
Right.
So their record looks terrible right now. But
yeah,
they really haven't played that many
loss.
Games.
What are they? 2-6 or something?
2-6,
yeah.
2-6.
That's crazy.
But it's really like 2-4, and then they've been missing people other weeks, so
and
maybe
one,
they're
well,
just
one
trying
of their
to get...
ones was a forfeit win too, wasn't it? Didn't they win by forfeit last week?
No, they were going to, and then the team got
up.
Some subs.
Oh, okay, that's
yeah.
what it was.
Yep.
I don't know. We talk about a lot of games throughout the week.
There's a lot going on.
I
know.
But either way, that's still pretty exciting. Boom. So, Vince McMahon. Not so sticky 27, punt cakes 26. After, did I hear right that a Buffalo police officer had to remove a player from punt cakes based on Mr. McMahon over here?
Wow.
Yeah, look. So we
Jeff had no idea I was doing that.
So we have roster rules and we enforce them, and you can't have underage kids play in this league. So a
right.
kid was discovered. I mean, we've had this And look, I mean, he's a very nice kid, but like,
yeah, of course.
Throughout the first like six, what's that?
The kid we've always been bringing up. On,
yeah,
oh, yes, okay. The kid that every time we're like, there's no way this guy is 21.
But his ID
as it turns
so.
Out, he is not 21, so this is confirmed.
Wow.
And he's no longer allowed to play in this league until he turns 21. God bless him. Maybe he'll come
Please
back.
Come in 4 years, come on back.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Graduate high school first. No.
He ended up being like 19 or some shit, right?
Yeah, I think he ended up being either 19 or like just turned 20 or something.
He's on punt kicks.
Yeah, he's not on anybody now.
He plays for Mile Sports now.
Yeah.
But, well, I'll just pick any of those leagues that don't have a bar. But, yeah, so, nah, I'm going to say that for winner of the week, too, because that's funny. But, yeah, Nacho Sticky 27, Punk Kings 26. Now they're furious at you.
Grand yeah, Fuhrer. I mean, maybe. If they were, they didn't vocalize it. They didn't really have much grounds to
did
be angry at the league.
Did they own it at least? Were they just like, yeah, okay, cool, overall?
No, I mean, they were. I talked to the captain afterwards, and they were all cool about it. They understood the situation. He texted me afterwards just to kind of apologize for the situation
cool.
he
yeah,
put in. So he was very cool about it.
I'm
so
fucking
no,
around. I don't want to, like, villainize punt kicks.
No. I told him, no hard feelings. Like, look, I mean, we have to enforce this stuff. Like, we're not going to allow underage kids in this league. It is what it is. They came out and had a good game without him. The underage kid was, I mean, he was, I think, their best player. But, you know, they came out and they had a great game without him, so it's not like they're going to fall apart without him.
Who rocked out for you guys? I mean, was it close at the
yeah,
end?
Yeah,
I mean,
so
it was close,
we were actually
like...
down by 9 on the last drive.
Oh, no shit.
On 6th down, needing a gender touchdown and a 2-point conversion.
Come on,
we got
vodka.
Both of those things. No.
Damn it.
It was Christine throwing. I don't remember who.
Woo.
I think it was actually Mike Thomas caught one in the back of the end zone from Christine, put us down by 1. Don't remember the conversion, but we got it. Put us up by 1. Then we needed to stop with like 40 seconds left, and we got it. So it was a great game. Came down right to the end.
I love it. Well, you guys win in D6 or what?
Tough to say. Blitzkrieg's a really good team.
Oh, God. That's the answer he has to give, but I don't think it's
Blitzkrieg's a really good team.
I love it. Both teams played hard. All right, and then let's just move on to 3 o'clock.
All right. Mountain Doomy, 42. Itches and O's, 25. Zach Attack, 48. Cobblestone, 12. Cunning Stunts, 53. Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, 36.
All right, real quick. Zach Attack blowing out Cobblestone isn't a surprise since Jeff came to the bar at 3:03
yeah.
and asked if anybody wanted to play for Cobblestone, and just people were just like, no, we're good here. We got
Cobblestone
DK.
Had one. I think they had one of their regular players and Daryl, and then
it.
Nobody else.
Yeah. How do
so
you know that
they
going
grabbed
into this?
They grabbed Paul Shinta at the last second.
Oh, so they got
which,
better.
So of course that improved them, but again, Paul is not used to playing every snap for Not So Sticky, so he put him out there in an Iron Man situation. He hurt his knee almost immediately. Then we had to just essentially like grab people from wherever to come in and finish this. So they played most of the game shorthanded. I actually got a text from or an email from Daryl afterwards to say that the final score was 48-20. They scored another guy touchdown that they're not getting credit for, but the scorecard disagrees and Zach Attack disagreed. So I'm leaving it as 48-12.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
But hey, maybe Daryl scored a third
touchdown. I'm sorry,
Daryl,
but I don't know if you heard about the punt kick scenario. Jeff Kroll doesn't care about you.
League management
no chance.
Does not
that's
there.
What you got.
Thank you. We got to have that queued up
that's
and ready
right.
to go.
Well, I just literally just started formulating this plan, but that's cool. Mountain Doomy played Itches and O's, and I know for a fact that Itches and O's was not really ready to play football because they were having a real lot of fun at the bar. I'm not going to say anything further than that, but just, hi, Steve, and I'm sorry. And then last but not least, Cunning Stunts 53, Ilf 36. Performed a lot better in this one, Becca, but not better enough? Tell me about it.
They got a girl touchdown right at the end. I think there was a couple minutes left, and they picked it. You picked
it?
Oh, it
was your dumbass. That's right.
Did you
I forgot
pick
you
it?
Did that.
No.
Someone picked it, and they got... eight points right at the end. So, like, it was our drive on our offense, and we're like, if we score, this could be a really close game because it was, 45-36? And we're like, we got this. Like, we just got to get it down the field, got to get a girl a touchdown, an extra point. And one of the ladies picked it and ran it right to the... I'm pretty sure. Wait, that's
you
how
raised
it
your hand so many times.
Well,
I had a nice touchdown before that.
But it really solidified it. We're like, yeah, you know what? This is over now.
So, it was a fun game for all of us.
I thought it was fun.
It was a fun game.
Kisak had fun. You know, you like punched him in the face or something.
Oh, my God. He hit him hard on his wrist. He was like, what the fuck, Taylor? I'm like, what do you want from me?
This is late mode from Taylor.
I'm running in to tag you at the 50. Get used to it.
Get used to it. All right. So, wait, were you on Maddie's Angels?
I was, but they're no longer a team.
You're a traitor.
If they come back, I'm obviously going back to Maddie's.
Is that obvious? I don't know. That's, I think, the big question.
No, I would. I can't give up on Maddie's, but I don't know if they're ever coming back. Everybody's having babies, being adults. What the fuck? No, I love you all, but...
Somebody clean that up. Wow. But there you are. You're basically like a scab.
Yeah.
Like the union's on strike and they're not going to be there, and you're like, I'm still getting paid. Let's go.
Yeah, literally.
I love it. I didn't realize that until right this moment. So that was football. Football was fun, obviously. But yeah, we got a lot of. So we have another ladder match week, right? We got time. We got air to fill, bro. It's only 40 minutes.
Yep.
So D1, D2. If you're listening to this on hopefully Tuesday, but it depends on what Topper does. Can you upload the podcast?
I don't know how. I'm sure I could if I was trained, but I don't know how.
Well, yes, if you were trained, of course. Trained.
I think I can figure it out.
So, yeah, again, real quick, there was an email that came out. People struggled with the wording last week. Let's just bring it up again. Can't really change your games, all right?
Yeah.
Don't ask for it.
None of the ladder match games are going to change. We know it's inconvenient. You know, you might have something going on in the morning and you were hoping to play in the afternoon or vice versa. You might play on two teams and now they're playing at the same time. I understand why you would want it moved. I have a conflict myself with one of my players. If I'm not going to help myself out and move it, I'm not going to help anyone else. We can't do this. It's the nature of it. And if we do it for one team, then we're going to have eight other teams saying, hey, I'd like to play it this time. We just can't do it. Please don't ask.
That's the game you play when you play for two teams. Because
exactly
it was the first thing Topper said when he allowed it, you know, 2 years ago or whatever.
Yep.
I don't give a shit. Topper's like, I don't give a shit if you don't. If you play at the same time, if that's how it works out, that's how it works out.
Yep.
So plan accordingly. It's kind of on you to do it. But some teams have, the people who have like conflicts and stuff, it's kind of like an easy choice for most of them for like who needs the win more. So like it's not that big of a deal.
No.
What else? Oh, you. Did Joe get back to you about Halloween Bowl?
He did.
Here we go.
We're good for Halloween. Let me give you his exact message here. He said that... we are good to go, and sounds like a blast. We will do spooky food and drink specials also.
What?
So there you go.
Shit, now we actually have to do it. Like, we can't fuck this. Even if it's going to be me versus you in costumes.
Like, so we have to figure out how we're going to officially get people to sign up for this. Maybe it's just like a Telegram chat or something.
We're
going to
do it the same way that Lenny made Emily Curry and I do things for, well, Drunk Bowl, essentially, which we had to call the 4 o'clock game, blah, 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 blah. We walked around with, like, I think it was the guest check pad at the bar and just wrote people's names down.
Love it.
So for everybody who's like half-assed listening and paying attention, Halloween Bowl was an idea that came from the mind of Gordon Cuss, basically saying like we needed to do something very drunk bully, and the best ones were the costume games. Everybody knows that. So we're going to do a Halloween Bowl where essentially we're just going to have like random teams. We're going to everybody sign up. We're kind of going to parry off a little bit so that, you know, it'll be random, but we're going to put like the top six males in one thing and the top six females in another. And we'll just pick one of each, like, basically one of each category, so that way the teams are close to even. Mm-hmm. You got to play in a costume, biggest thing. You're going to be drinking during the game. Probably if a team scores on you, you'll have to, like, chug a beer or do a shot or whatever. It's going to be crazy and disorganized and whatever. And we'll have to find Dave Wilburn so we could be the official.
Oh, yeah.
So he could be the official referee again, because I think he was the last referee every time we had it. We always, like, talk people into it, so... We're looking, hopefully, to get enough for four teams, which I think would be about six and three, six males, three females. Hopefully, we can do that.
Yep.
So that means we need approximately, doing the math means what, 24 and 12?
24 and 12, yep.
So I think we're going to get a little bit more than that, at least on the female side. I think we're going to have some people in there. But it's been a lot of fun. We've played it in the past. Past highlights include Val dressing as the Black Widow and rushing, and she had a gun, like a dart gun. So if she shot you as the quarterback, it counted as a sack. And just like dumb shit. Gordon hit fireworks 1 year as Uncle Sam and just like blew shit off. So like it's super fun, and it was something that was like really awesome. We hadn't done it in a couple years, but we're going to do it. So I don't know. We need a committee for this. I think we're going to make Emily do this. I wish she was here. I was going to tell
you. It feels like a good Emily project.
Emily doesn't have a choice at this point. She's about to be the committee for signups.
Yep.
But
we'll get her on it.
We'll be playing in costume and just like having a blast. And yeah, you're right. It's going to be hard to remember which Ninja Turtles on your team or something. But too bad. It's literally just for fun and alcoholism. But we're going to do it October 29th.
Correct. Yep.
We don't
time
have
the CBD. We'll figure all
exactly.
that stuff out. Yep.
We just found out we can do it officially. Like we always kind of like figured we could, but we're going to have more stuff like going on with that. Oh, you also have to kick your extra points.
Oh.
Remember? The people make the field goal with their arms and stuff. So it's going to be a shit show, a blast. But yeah, so the Saturday after football ends, we'll just have another day where people want to come out and have fun and one last little adventure before life happens, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's gonna be spooky specials.
That's
gonna fucking
great.
Tell me no. Fuck this. We have multiple seasons of this place. We don't get a fucking single special. But the second one, like, hey,
oh, you're doing something spooky.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna dress up like a fucking banana in pajama, and you're gonna give me a fucking cheaper drink.
No, it probably won't be cheaper. It'll just be fancier. Jesus, like pumpkin juice.
All right, that was Joe's rant. Anyway, so there's that. What else is going on? What else is Little League? We gotta start talking about it. So Winter League.
So a couple things. We should talk about Winter League. We should talk about the banquet.
Well, yeah, I knew that. I'm getting there. Let's do Winter League first, so then we can end on the banquet and be happy. Go.
Yep. So we're still working out all of the details for winter as far as like how the structure is going to work and all that. We have talked to Sportsplex. The plan is to do it at Sportsplex in North Tonawanda again, like we did last year. About the same dates as last year, so it'll be early January to, what was it, like mid or late March?
Something like the exact dates
on a contract somewhere. Costs will be about the same. The one thing we've talked about a little bit is the structure of it. So what we did the last 2 years was we kind of tried to regulate the strength of each of these teams to make sure that no one team was too good. And by the way, we did succeed at that because we've had a bunch of... I know Joe's shaking his head.
You can't let it die.
I can't let it
die. You're right.
I know I'm right. It worked out great. We had like 8 competitive teams last session. It was beautiful. It was everything I hoped it could be. Having said that, what we're going to try to do...
Wiping it away. Not even try it. It's gone.
Yep. All right. So, well, it depends who signs up, but we're going to try to get to like a higher division where it's just open to whatever kind of super team you want to build. Mm-hmm. Go for it. And then a lower division, which would be like the equivalent of like, I don't know, D6 to D4 type teams here. Just so we can encourage more of those types of teams to sign up for winter. Because I think a few of them were a little intimidated by the caliber of team they were going against last winter.
The point is, all of you that whined and bitched and cried to me for 9 months now about how that sucked. It did. We tried it. It worked, but it wasn't the best. We get it. We understand it. It's fine. So
I stand by it, and I thought it was great. But
it wasn't. For what it was supposed to be, it was great. Yes. But I understand why people complained, and it made it... Honestly, Winter League is supposed to be like, let's fuck around, have fun, still play football, still see our friends, instead of doing that like 6 month span where we don't see everybody, you know, all the at least more than once or twice. And I get it. So like, I understand that you just want to play with your friends. So now we're doing that. There'll be an open division. I mean, there'll be D1 teams in there. There'll be stacked teams, but at the same time, it'll be super fun. So like, it's great. And if you're like, all right, my team's probably going to get their face kicked in, you play in the other division.
Exactly. Right. Simple. Yep.
Does that mean we only have room for 5 teams in each division?
I think. Well, so we had 10 teams last session, but we have room for 12 teams. I can extend the contract and either get the other field or a later time slot, which I'd like to avoid.
So 6-6 isn't bad. How many weeks would be fine.
I want to say it was an 8-week regular season and then 2 weeks of playoffs.
Cool. Sounds like everybody plays each other once, and then we have a random day. We'll just have a random draw day. We'll have a ladder match
or crossovers or whatever
and
it is.
We'll do call out another team day, and you'll just call out whoever you think you want to play. It'll be fucking amazing or terrible, but we'll figure it out. So either way, winter session's coming back. It'll be a lot of fun. Start preparing your teams accordingly if you want to play. Sorry that it has to be at Sportsplex again, but honestly, it's not really on us. Rose Garden, but
hey, they're giving us spooky specials, so we're gonna pass it.
Spooky specials or indoor field? No, I'll take spooky specials all day, just so we can say like, hey, we got spooky specials. I love that. So that's that. The last thing is the banquet. It's back. Literally the greatest party you'll ever be at. It's funny now because we haven't had a banquet in 2 years. So COVID ruined everything. We know that. December 9th, can I officially say the date?
Yep, you can say it. December 9th.
Because last time we talked, we weren't sure. So December 9th is the day of the banquet. It is a Friday.
Yep.
Bust out the calendar.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, whatever you think you're doing, you're not doing it anymore.
It's already in my calendar. Damn. Look at me go.
Deke made a face that he's canceling moving. So.
Yeah, it's a wrap. I'm staying.
No, Friday? You're leaving, but you're staying. Yeah, it's Friday. So, I mean, I'm sure we'll have all the everythings, the bullshit, whatever. I don't know if we're going to do, like, announce every single award because that's usually a
no we're going to try to make some kind of we might still like give out the other awards but probably not as like a long presentation because people want to drink, they want to talk, they want to hang out at the bar, they don't want to listen to us go on a rant for like, you know,
a million percent. No,
yeah,
I know.
And, you get it.
You know, usually if Topper gets on that mic it takes a while, so we'll just cut that out, but we'll have our usual bells and whistles. It'll be a blast. Because it has to be, like I was saying, we haven't had one in 2 years, and you've been to one, I've been to one. Have you been to a banquet?
No.
I've been to multiple.
And you didn't exist in my life last time I went to a banquet, right? Yeah, you had to be like 18 or some shit the last time I went to a banquet. But the point is, the banquet is the best fucking time ever. It's really the thing that always like cements the league. And like we always talk, people come on to this podcast all the time, and they talk about the league and the family aspect and this, that, and the other thing. A lot of this is forged at the banquet, where D1 dancing, getting hammered. Just like I said, it's the wedding without the wedding. We don't have to sit through a ceremony.
Yep. All the good parts of a wedding.
There's weird blow-ups of like Peter Griffin and Stay Puft the Marshmallow Man.
Weird shit. Yeah.
A giant minion, I believe. I don't know. Yeah.
I took him to Cookie and banquet one.
Well,
there is an entire
YouTube series about Taylor taking B's bird at the banquet that we might have to repost. But so much shit happens. Everybody dresses up. It's great. I told you. Look, now people are in suits, dresses, looking fucking hot as hell, having a blast. We all get hammered. We dance. And then a lot of times we go out immediately after, which is never the best idea, but it's always the best idea. I'm sure there'll be rooms available. So like all the usual stuff that we do. And it's a blast. It'll be the Lafayette, where it's been the last two times. But again, most of you people don't know that. I can't stress enough how great the banquet is. It sells out usually, as long as there's not like an ice storm on the way to Niagara Falls.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
The most dangerous time of all time. We sure did.
Somehow walked to the casino, too.
I was actually driving people to and fro the casino to the hotel. Yeah, well, you're an asshole. So that was one of the, like, again, it's one of the best nights of the year. And December 9th was the night it had to be. They were booked up pretty well. We had to do it before the end of the year based on our deposit from last year. And the week before, I know a bunch of people are going to New England for the Bills game. And then everything after that, either the Lafayette didn't have the openings or people, I mean, you get into Christmas parties and all that jazz. It's a good day. I know
it's good timing for us. I know people are used to kind of doing it in early January, but now we've been
December for a while. Like Lenny used to say all the time, it's stupid to do it that late because everybody forgets what the hell happened.
Yeah.
You can't give out awards for something. Like, if the last touchdown in the league is caught at 3:57 on mid-October and we're mid-January talking about all that shit, it's just not the same. So that's part of the reason we moved it up and all that jazz. And I know some key players won't be able to make it, and it's kind of a bummer, but it's just the way it had to be. So, so January 29th. Wow.
Oh, whoa.
You added one thing onto the podcast.
No, cut that off. No. Science has to really point out that I literally just had a stroke.
You're taking over as running this podcast. Joe's incapacitated. I don't know. Is that like your birthday and that was your subtle way of telling everybody? Your
birthday is the 4th of July, sir.
That's true, actually. That one I remembered.
January 20th. What the fuck?
All right. What's going on in there, man?
Cut, take two, and action.
Let's say December 9th.
Yeah, let's do it.
December 9th. Well, I'll ask you what happened on January 29th. Yeah. Well, I'll send you a text.
Yeah, Joe, are you okay?
Yeah, please do.
Are you okay?
Wow, that was amazing. I have no idea what happened there. All right, so anyway, that's my brain not working anymore. Don't get old, kids. Yeah. And I'll keep drinking. So we're good here. So that's it for the banquet, which is obviously one of the best things of the time.
If someone hasn't ever been, like, how do you sign up for it? Do you just show up?
No, you can't just show up. What's going to happen is you have to essentially, like, pay for your spot and reserve it ahead of time so we have the appropriate headcount. Yeah.
Well, I was just saying, nobody mentioned that.
So it's a great point. Once I have all of the details, which we're still working out a few things in the contract, but once I have all the details and the pricing and all that, I'll message all of the captains and ask them to reach out to all the people on their teams. We'll advertise it on Facebook. We'll advertise it on Telegram.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody. Topper is like half-assing this too, so Jeff is just taking the reins. Shout out to Jeff. That's why Jeff's like, I'll take care of this.
Shout out to Topper for making the deposit for us.
Thanks, guy.
But anyway, so that's all right. We killed a nice amount of time, but it was all with like important league things. So we're gonna move on to our winners and losers of the week. We'll do our winners, then our losers, then our final thoughts. We're gonna go this way. Jeff, why don't you give me your winner of the week? We'll do winners and losers.
Yep.
Go.
The winner of the week is Jamie McCabe.
I don't know. I'm mad at you.
Sure. I don't want to really, like, I don't know what I can or can't say, but he's the winner of the week. He really
just
helps
say
us out.
It. He don't care.
I don't know that he does or doesn't.
I talked to him about it on Deke Day. We're cool.
Sure. Jamie helped us out a lot with our punt cake situation, and I'll leave it at that. But Jamie really stepped up and helped a lot.
He took the kid's ID.
He did.
It's so good.
I don't know what he's allowed to like do in these situations, so I didn't want to say it. But you've said it. He took the kid's ID. So there you go. Jamie,
he's
thank
legally
you
allowed to do it. It's
sure,
fine.
Sure. Jamie is the winner of the week. Also, Dave Marcus stepped up. And
Dave's awesome.
He is awesome. If we need somebody for like reffing or subbing in a game, which comes up 1,000 times throughout every Saturday.
Dave's always there.
The fact that he's there and he's like, hey, like if you need anybody throughout the day, just find me and I'll come do it.
Touch on that. I was talking at the bar with him and Meg, of course. And he's like, yeah, this has been a great season for me. I'm like, you don't even have a team, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I basically do because he plays Breakfast Club. He helps ref. And then when he's here, he's like, I'm always around. I usually need to sub for like two other people, and it's perfect. So he gets to play and still have fun, even though like Tater Tot's couldn't work out this time. I think Perfect. Taylor, you're winner of the week.
I was not prepared for this.
That motherfucker, you've known about this for 5 years. I don't feel bad for you. Just tell me who your winner of the week is. Who's awesome? Just name somebody cool.
Is it bad if I say myself?
No, I love it when you say
you thought it would be anyone but you.
I think I did pretty good this week. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Five almost picks.
I think maybe I had a pick in the Cunning Suns game, but we'll have to come back to that.
No, we're not.
And I played very good defense this year.
What's the difference? What's changed in your life that is causing you to be more rageful?
I'm single again.
There it is.
And I'm not drinking for breakfast. I'm waiting.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I saw you drinking.
After Breakfast Club.
10 a.m., folks.
Yeah,
10 a.m.
until 10.
Not 8:30.
This does not exclude coming to the fields drunk from Friday night still.
Exactly.
Okay. Winner, Taylor. Becca, winner of the week.
I have to say the winner of the week is Jeff Kroll.
Really?
Is everybody taking what I do?
I think that he's been doing a great job running the fields. He's always out there. You see him at the bar like for a split second, but it's only to find subs, or he's trying to find people to join other people to ref, and he's taken a control of it. And he's doing a great job. So I thought he needed a little shout out.
Look at that. Thanks, Becca.
What
you're welcome.
Do? Make Travis do it? Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway. He's a good substitute, you know. Yeah.
Fucker. Anthony.
Ugh, God.
I know, it's so great.
My winners of the week are everybody in TSL that either made it out onto my Deke Day bus.
Deke Day?
Yes, I'm a winner.
Or at some point texted me saying, hey, where you at? We're coming out. Probably half the league we saw at some point at a random bar.
Felt that way.
Good bar was all topper sports.
Yeah, it was all topper sports. It was amazing. Everyone was buying me shots and drinks. I blacked out by 11:30.
Don't you just call it out?
Yes.
That's a double.
I'm only half black.
It's a double joke. Because you always black out when you go out.
Can I parlay that with my loser right now?
No, you do loser next.
I need it, though.
All right, man, you do you.
All right, it's Dave Walter.
This was my loser of the week.
This is the second year in a row he bailed on my birthday. This one was more important. Loser of the week.
He also bailed on this podcast.
He did. Loser of the week.
Yeah.
Set in stone.
I'm so mad that my winners and losers of the week are already taken. This sucks. All right, so to jump on to Becca's Jeff Kroll winner of the week. You get winner of the week because you picked up the carcass of the animal that was sitting on field 3.
I did. I don't really want to talk about it. It's going to haunt my nightmares.
We definitely found some poor, unfortunate squirrel that met a fucking lucky hawk or some shit, and it just devoured it. And all of a sudden, Jeff comes running up to me. What is it, like 9 o'clock? And you're like, hey, how do I get rid of this thing? And I'm like, not really my problem. I got to play. Hey, guy who doesn't play Breakfast Club, good luck. And all of a sudden, Jeff's walking over with a box. And I don't know. How'd you get it in there, pal?
God, I think we ripped off like a piece of the top of the box, like one of the flaps, and used it to scoop the remains. And by the way, we think it was a squirrel. There's no way of knowing because all of the outside of it was gone. It was literally just like two big handfuls of like intestines was all that was left.
God.
So we had to scoop this into a box and dispose of it. We just threw it in the dumpster in the back. So that's where that is.
It was that coyote.
Chilling back there.
It probably was the coyote.
It could have been the coyote, yeah. Too. We don't know what the murdering animal was. We're assuming it was an animal, by the way. Mm. Was it you?
Mm. Could have been.
She was mad.
She was going to confess to crimes.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if that's...
Deke was blacked out for a while. So
but
I know where he was.
Yeah.
My truck for some reason. Anyway.
Yikes.
But not asleep for once. So that was cool. God damn, what a day. So not Jeff Kroll winner of the week is probably, I wasn't prepared for this at all, obviously, but it's my show, so you have to deal with it. Oh, Buffalo Vice, any person in the Buffalo Vice like area, like Vice or Vice Retro, they went, I believe 3-0, right?
Yeah.
They went 3-0 and they didn't just like, they put up a bunch of points in each game. They beat the crap out of Tox. They beat the crap out of Travis Henry's kids. And it's been pretty fun. So good for them. I know that their season wasn't like the best for when it was hot out, I guess we'll call it. The hot part of the season, the cold part of the season. But hey, apparently they're frigid players. Here we go. So that brings us to losers of the week, except for Deke, who already called out Dave Walter. So, Jeff Grohl, who's your loser of the week?
Just a minor loser of the week. People that are late to Breakfast Club.
Oh, it's the worst.
So it bothers, I'm sure it bothers the captains more than it bothers me, just because they're struggling to, you know, field enough bodies to start a game. But it affects all of the later games because we tend to start these things late because people are stalling. They're saying, hey, you know, this person's just in the parking lot. Can we give them another few minutes to get here? It's just, it puts us behind for the day. So when it's 3:15 in the afternoon and people are wondering why their 3 o'clock game hasn't started yet, it's usually a cascade of all of these other games that are starting late. That's it.
I'm sorry that we don't have Ramir here to scream at everybody
way
he could do.
Me too.
It's just not happening.
Yeah.
Now, I've been trying to say, like, hey, we're going to start the game tonight, definitely. But when, like, the referees weren't even here. Whatever, it's fine. But shit. That was brutal. Yeah, right. It was brutal. When we're like halfway through our first half and you guys are all standing on the sideline for the other game, like waiting, I'm like, this can't be good. Can't be good at all.
Yep.
So in those scenarios, like, you can, and you know what? It's not even like a team was holding up, so you can't like cut off time. You can't do anything. It's literally the referee. So
yeah, in the future we'll probably just start the clocks at 9 o'clock. I don't want to shortchange people for playoff games coming up. But absolutely what we should do for regular season.
So please be there in time. Captains, I mean, we'll remind them too. Like, tell everybody, get the fuck there.
Yep.
Like, get there for playoff games, please, because we have to start on time.
Yeah, and part B to this, I guess, another loser would be people that don't respond to their captain's messages about whether they're in or out.
That's,
I know that's like been
too.
A recurring issue where people just aren't being communicative, so captains don't know whether or not their people are showing up until the last second. So it's not that hard to say in or out to a game.
It's pretty easy. All right, well, that's Jeff. Taylor, pick some losers. Call out everybody. Just go
loser,
nuts on
them. One loser is everybody on defense that doesn't tell me if you're set when I'm asking you as a ref. Fucking tell me. Like, I'm asking you and nobody answers. Just answer. Just say, yeah. Nobody answers.
You're going to start throwing people out, Taylor.
Yeah. Also, Andrew. Bitching about me tagging him. That's my loser.
It's fair. Oh, you just took Becca's loser of the week.
You took my replacement loser of the week. So Becca, it's on to you.
Mine was actually going to be people that show up late because it's really frustrating. I showed up late and I was like, this sucks. This is the first time I ever showed up late.
What happened?
And I was 10 minutes late.
Why?
Traffic.
You're a captain. Why are you
I live
excuses?
An hour away and I took the throughway and there was an accident.
I'm sorry that you make
and
poor
I'm
choices.
Like, shit, like, I woke up late, but I was still going to be there at like 8:55 and then there was an accident and I was like, shit, like, this really sucks. So, but then when I showed up, I was like, whoa, like, come in late, you don't get to warm up, you don't get to do stuff with your team, and you just suck, because you're not ready.
I mean, I was there at 8:30 like, with a cake and pizza.
Did you sleep outside? Did you
that's
sleep
why you were the
Taylor
winner.
More organized than anyone.
What?
I said, how is Taylor more organized than anyone else?
I'm actually very
she called herself the winner, so.
That's true.
You're on, something's up with you. Like, I think Scott Bakula quantum leaped into her.
And he's fixing her life.
He's fixing her life.
One day at a time. He's doing a great job. That was a big task for him.
God. Shout out to the 5 people who got that joke.
I didn't get it.
It's a quantum leap joke from an 80s TV show.
Sure is. Show called Quantum Leap.
I'm not done.
Yeah, no, please continue.
Oh my God.
I'm not ready.
I just, you know, okay. I would also say, like, my losers of the week is probably my team. Like,
ooh.
Yeah,
that's Lightning Falcons.
Ooh. Yeah. They've never been a loser. They all showed up. They're great people. But we just didn't, like, show up. We were physically there. We just weren't aggressively there. We were kind of out of it. I don't think, like, everyone gave it their all. I think we were all tired. And it just sucks, you know?
So that is on Andrew as the captain,
oh,
right?
Well, Andrew could be a loser of the week, too. He keeps saying that he sucks at defense. And
he
still
tell me that he was the reason that you guys played poorly. He felt his defense has been bad lately for Falcons.
Right.
So. Does he play defense for you?
Yeah. So it does better for us. I don't know why.
So if he struggles in D4, why are you even playing him? I think I know where
it might just be. I don't know. Maybe it's a confidence thing. Maybe it's tough being like the guy that feels like you've got to or keep the defense organized and all that. He plays fine for us.
That's intriguing. You want to talk shit about anybody else? Or are you just Dave is cool for you?
Taylor, also loser of the week. You left the bar early.
Oh.
The end.
Yeah,
that's
not
bad.
I got the bus back. I got the bus back. I'm a winner.
Please explain. Tell the listeners at home.
It's 12:30, and the bus has to be back somewhere by 1. And we had a bunch of shit on the bus, and I find Deke, and he's just like, you know, out. And
yeah, out.
I'm like, yo. The bus, it's 12:30, everyone's got to be back by 1, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm thinking our cars are parked at a specific spot, at least half of us. Right. And people got coolers on the bus. They got drinks on the bus. I had a cardigan and a purse on the bus. And we're like, where's the bus? I don't even know who messaged the bus. Did you message the bus?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So
maybe the bus just showed up.
I think he just showed up.
The bus showed up at like 12:30. And we all get on the bus. And they're driving. They're like, yeah, we're going to go to another bar. We're going to go to another bar. And I'm like, bro, you're taking us back to the cars. I'm shit-faced. And I'm like, we're going back to the cars. We got to get our shit off. And we get back to the original place where we started. And we get off and everything. And I texted people I texted people that were following us, that were driving, because they're like, where are we going next? So I texted them the address. And they were like, we have no idea what's going on. So I call myself a winner. Deke's birthday. For Deke's birthday.
I'll allow that.
But I was shit-faced. So like that.
Becca made some shit happen.
I made some shit happen.
That's fucking funny. I didn't realize that you got the bus for us.
How the bus showed up.
We're on the bus, by the way, going to what is literally the final destination at this point, but everybody on the bus is discussing where we're going next.
Yeah.
No.
And they're like, where are we
going? The answer was home, and we didn't know.
Yeah, I was like, we need to get the coolers off, and everyone gets off the bus, and the guy's like, hey, all this stuff's on there, and you went on the bus, you probably forgot, you went on the bus, and you just carry out, like, a cooler full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
That was me yelling at people, and everybody put it in my truck, still have it. That's how I got Deke's phone. Steph's microphone, some other guy's cooler, Sean and Amber's cooler.
Yeah.
No 23 idea. Individual water bottles just strewn about the back of my car. But had a time.
Where would have that gone if we went to another bar? Just on the street? Oh, let's just put the cooler right here on the street.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. That's fine.
That's a good call. Winner of the week.
Yeah, winner.
All right. My loser of the week is John Langley.
That holds up.
I love John, but this time he... you know, had to rush through his game so that Travis Etienne could lose because he had to speed to Baltimore to be a part of, because John is a big Ravens fan. And, you know, he was probably really, really fucking happy for a minute there against half of the TSL, if not, well, that was just there. And in the end, the Ravens showed their true colors and the Bills won. So fuck John, fuck the Ravens, and he's our loser of the week.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Go Bills. All right, so that leaves us to our final thoughts. Again, anybody who... forgot, this is your moment to say whatever you want about the league, life, whatever the hell you want. So, Jeff, this is your moment.
Yep. I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but if you go on the website, on the top of it, there's a section that's called TSL Business Exchange. So if you're a business owner and you want to advertise to people in the league, like, it's a great way to get your name out there, and people will probably want to give you their business if they know you. Like, right now we have Daigler's Landscaping on there. We've got Spinelli's Plumbing. Yeah. I think we have, like, a physical therapist on there. But if you're, like, an electrician or something, like, I was looking for one a few weeks ago, and I thought, I'm sure I know somebody from the league that could do, like, some work for me. I'd like to give them my business. Gordon. Right. If people advertise in this thing, I think if people get in the habit of, like, going on there and looking, hopefully we can help out each other's businesses.
Well, might as well. I mean, you figure we do have more than enough people in this league that like can do shit. So perhaps it's a really good idea.
I want to give people that I know my business. So if you want to advertise on there, that's a place you can do it. Just shoot me an email if you want me to put something up for you.
And it shouldn't be that hard. All right, cool. That's a good one. Taylor, what do you got? Do you have a thought compared to a final thought?
No.
Motherfucker, just say
it. Talk about how good you did on Saturday.
We already talked about that.
Man, you've been in this league for 100 years. Talk about it.
It's a fun league. I've been in like 12, 13 years, maybe longer.
Yeah, you might be like the first one.
Yeah, I was here before all of you.
I was close. Let's calm down.
Nobody remembers that.
But I mean, I blacked out for the first 6 years. But it's
six?
So fun.
Maybe sounds low.
10, maybe 10.
I thought I was still going.
I was a little balling. But no, it's super fun. I'm glad Breakfast Club's still rolling. And
Were you ever a Black Breakfast Club captain?
I was. A while ago.
Yeah,
it was a minute. I took a little break, but I would do it again.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. I would do it again.
Might have to do that at some point.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Stay tuned, kids.
Yes, I'm single now. Got nothing else to do.
Let's run, go. Run.
Sex.
Men of the TSL, be aware. Becca, what do you got?
I don't know if I got anything.
Becca,
I mean,
that's bullshit. You always have something in your Becca. Let's go.
I don't know. It's a great league. I think people should join it. It's fun. It's amazing. You have family here. Blah, blah, blah. I really love my breakfast team name, BDSM, because people come up to me and they're like, yeah, no, that explains you. So,
pay attention, men of the TSL. And honestly, some of the ladies, but go on.
If it's there, you know. But I don't know. I think it's
a great Saturday. It's a fun-filled day. Just show up.
Yes, just show up.
Just show up.
On time. And you know what? 10 minutes earlier is on time.
Yeah.
Start docking people points for every time somebody's late.
Mm-hmm. That's
a great idea.
Some bullshit.
I hate being late.
Do you think we could pull off an onside kick scenario?
I'm not sure how it would work. I'm sure we could do something. I've done a league before where there was some, like, you know, I think it was like a Ricky Austin league where they did like an onside kick scenario.
How'd they do it?
They did it as, it's like an extra point. So after you score, instead of going for one or two, you go for it from your own 5 or 10 yard line. I forgot how it worked. Mm-hmm. And if you can complete that Hail Mary, you get whatever it is, 2 points plus the ball back.
It's too much. I think the answer would be something similar.
Too much. Sorry, Rick.
We're out.
Terrible idea. Joe, let's hear the real answer.
No, I think the real answer should be somewhere along the lines of start the ball at your own 5 or 10. And it has to be like, it can't be every single time, blah, blah, blah. But if you're within a one score game, and instead of just having the other team run the clock out, you get the ball at your own 5, and you get one play to get across the 50. That's it. And then if you make it, then you get it, and we'll call it, it's immediately 4th and 1. So you're going to get basically 2 plays and 1 gender play to try to score from wherever you end up past the 50. And if you don't make it, the other team gets the ball wherever ever it died.
Just try it in a drunk bowl. See how people like it.
Yeah, I know. This is just something that came to my mind.
It seems like you've been thinking about it for a while.
I've had many conversations about this because it's a really interesting thing. And nothing's worse than those games you're in when you're down, you know, 2 scores or whatever. And even though you score near the end, like the other team's just going to do the whole thing where either we call it at 3 minutes or we're just going to throw the ball over a female's head into the next field and make it a whole thing. So it's always looking for ways to improve the game. But I just jumped in there. So Deke, it's your time for your final thought. Please go ahead.
You know, I don't have much. Saturday was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
You don't have much. You're moving and leaving. Do the sand sack thing.
I was going to say, yeah, it's well documented. This is my last season in the TSL. It's been 12 fun-filled years.
Nah, he's going to be back in a year.
I will be back in a couple weeks, whatever.
No.
But no, it's been a really great 12 years. I've made a ton of friends that I'm going to have for a lifetime, so I wouldn't trade it for anything. I don't want to get all sappy, so I'm just going to keep it where it is.
This motherfucker demanded to be on at least one show before the season's up so he could do this whole heartfelt goodbye.
I have to give one last shout-out to Ramir because he brought me in the league. So without him, I would not have met, you know, any of the great people that I have.
Oh, I forgot about that. Where did you know Ramir from?
He brought me on. I was playing for a different team, just like a one-off. And then he's like, hey, do you want to sub for this team? I really need you. And I'm like, sure. Didn't know who he was. He was quarterbacking. Ooh. And after I played for him, he's like, yo, Eric Moltz, I need you. And I'm like, hey, I'm
Eric Moltz.
Yeah,
Ramir
drafted me for Breakfast Club the very first time they started it. Yeah, that's when I started coming back.
My first Breakfast Club team was Ramir, too. It's crazy.
Right.
So I'm gonna ask one thing. Because I don't know. But you just kicked some 20-year-old off, and I just did some quick math right there. 30 minus 12 is 18. Did you start when you were 18?
We just not gonna talk about it.
I mean,
for the first few seasons.
It was not regulated back then.
No one checked my ID.
It was not regulated in the 2010s at all. Not at all.
That was for Mile Sports. To be clear.
We all know whose fault that was.
We started in 2011.
2011, so yeah.
It's better.
All right,
I just had to ask.
Becca, what the fuck?
Get her out of here.
Go back to sleep.
Becca, let me see your ID.
My final thought is nothing compared to like Deke's almost crying thing he almost did. It would have been cuter if you would have.
I'll get there.
We know. But anyway, yeah, no, I mean, my final thought goes back to like my usual final thoughts, which is how great the league is and the family. Like Deke Day was awesome. Like just getting hammered with a whole bunch of people. And it's like, it was even like, you know, the TSL people, but then you have your group of friends that aren't football players. Like they aren't part of this fucking train wreck, but they still hung and they were super cool, so like it was awesome to just like meld in and make X amount of new friends. I didn't
great mix of people.
Yeah, it was awesome time and kind of just makes you want to do another like TSL drunk bus
100%
as soon as possible. So maybe we'll do the goodbye Deke drunk bus too. Not just the
love it.
I'm
all about it.
Until at least 11:30.
Nobody believes. We might have to find a different bus company because that guy might be done with us. But either way, it's cool.
Yo, need a better sound system anyway.
Did you keep that speaker?
No.
That was theirs?
Yeah.
All right. Did they buy it with your money?
No.
Because originally you were going to stop at Best Buy.
Well, maybe
Buy,
he did not. I gave him $300. So.
That's it.
But we're not that much.
Well deserved. Well, we had 27 people, so it's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
We broke the rules. So, yeah, no, TSL is just awesome, and I love it. And I'm really excited to see these playoff races. I don't know how much is really left to be decided this weekend. I know there's going to probably be one or two buys that might be up for grabs, depending on who wins and loses. And
yep.
D4 is the only one that's going to cut out.
D4 is the only one that two teams aren't going to make it. I think there's three teams vying for the last spot.
Why wouldn't we? I know, I'm just whatever. We'll talk about it. Why wouldn't we have just like made something like seed 7 plays seed 10 and 8 plays 9 and then the winners?
So we could have done something like that if we announced it at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I know. But, I know we can't just switch it now. But yeah. Whatever. It was cool. It's a decent idea. We'll think about it in the future. But
we tried to do that last session for what was it? I think D5.
The 8-9 thing, but the Tigers were like, "Nah, we cool." Because we waited too long to tell them. So
we did. Yeah.
Would have been fine. Yep. Would have been fun, but no big deal. That's that, I guess. TSL's great, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What else am I going to say? Well, not too bad. An hour 15 minutes, especially since we didn't talk shit about the games, but we didn't have to. So thank you, Jeff, for being here. Thank you, Deke, for being here and being almost sappy. Yeet. Becca, thank you for being a last-minute replacement for Dave Walter, who let everybody down, including Deke on Saturday.
Again.
And Taylor, thank you for coming in and being loud and scary.
Obviously.
That's my girl, though. All right, to everybody listening, I appreciate you, and we will see you at the fields this Saturday. And again, if you want to be on the show, like, let me know, because we only got one or two more left. So see you then. Bye.
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 Off of a cliff in Scotland, a child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah.
That may have just changed the course of time.